It was good. We had a second day of pads, really. We did a little scrim, a little live work in there, and we've had good tempo. We've got a lot done, a lot put in, a lot of good base fundamental work, and I like what I've seen so far.
Getting kind of in that linebacker competition, who's somebody that at this point maybe shows you the leadership that they can kind of replace a Philip Dillard type and kind of set the tone for the linebackers?
I like the group as a whole. You know, there's a number of guys who have the opportunity. I mean, guys are practicing well, and there's still a lot to be learned. And, we're still in the initial aspects of installation, so time will tell. It's a long way to go.
Bo, what are you with Austin Cassidy? You're getting more of an extended look at him at safety. What are you kind of seeing right now, and what's he doing?
Well, we've been playing Austin. He's been playing at little. He's been working at safety. He's been working at nickel. He's a very versatile. He's kind of like a hybrid guy. Like what he brings to the table in a number of different ways, and we think he's a good football player.
I know it's early, but with him starting to hit, anybody separating at all?
No, it's too early, but I like the group as a whole, and I believe, like, this as a group overall as a football team, we're way ahead of where we were a year ago, but, there's still a lot of learning to be done.
Well, Eric Martin said he's been working at Mike in spring. What do you like about him at that position, and then about Will Compton playing the Will, just kind of those two guys that are just as well?
Well, Mike and Will, it's really interchangeable for us and how we set up our defense now. And there's really no Mike and there's no Will. It depends on the defense and how we have it set up. And, like I said, I like the group as a whole.
Hey, Coach, what have you seen just from those two true freshmen that came in early, Jay Guy and Chase Roman? How are they blended in with the veterans?
Well, they've worked hard. I think their future's bright, obviously. There's a lot of learning to be done, a lot of technique and fundamental things that they're hearing and seeing for the first time. But their effort's been good, and they're coming along. I mean, I think that they, like I said, the future's bright for both those guys.
Have you seen the work that the players have put in during winter conditioning, already pay off for you?
Oh, yeah. We're an athletic team. This is just the next phase after winter conditioning. And the winter conditioning was obvious, so we got a lot done. And now we just got to follow it up with just finished day four. So we got 11 practices left to keep going and keep making this team better.
How's B.J. Smith coming along? And I get from last year, what do you want to see out of him?
I just want him to get overall developed and get better. B.J.'s a guy who, he's a good football player. He's got a ways to go. He doesn't have a ton of experience, but he has some. And want him to take control back there and make his calls and make sure he's very dependable in what we're asking him to do. And I think his understanding is better, and now you just got to keep working on the little things.
Hey, Coach, Matt Holt, he sat out last year, obviously, with the injury, but played a lot in 08 for you. How has he come back this spring for you at the linebacker spot?
Well, he looks fine. He's doing some good things. He's probably heavier than he's ever has been, and so that added weight will help him some. And you miss some time. He's got to get the rust off, but I do like his athleticism. I like some of the things he brings to the table.
Coach, guys were throwing around the word swagger last week before practice kicked off. Do you see that at all, or even how does it manifest itself during practice?
I don't buy into that. I want to see guys, they can swagger all they want. They got to execute. That's all we care about. I'm not even sure what swagger is, so whatever.
Sorry.
You can swagger as long as you win a football game.
When you go live, what kind of things are you looking for, even though it's in little spurts here today?
Well, it's just finishing plays, finishing the physicality of it, the finishing off, not tagging off, obviously, and not just butting up ball carriers, but getting up there. But we basically everything we do is live. Everything up till the final tackle, we're taking somebody to the ground. Now we're just asking them to take them to the ground and show their dependable tackle. And sort of showing the guys can run through that.
Who's been impressive so far? Just 2 days of full pads, but has anybody caught your attention?
No. As a group, the team as a whole, like I said, seen a lot of guys with a lot to learn, a lot of guys making progress. And, I wouldn't say any single guy has stood out.
Does Cody impress you at all at the QB spot, Coach? Has he shown you something that he didn't this time a year ago?
Which Cody?
Your quarterback.
Cody Green.
Cody Green.
My bad.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously developed some, and, you know, he's a year ahead, and, so he's more comfortable, but he's got a lot to learn.
Two up. Two up. My position, you gotta think about that.